I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Here's how a Pakistani IT professional ended a string of messages on Twitter last night. Bin Laden is dead. I didn't kill him. Please let me sleep now. Turns out that this man, unknowingly at first, had just live-tweeted the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound. The world's Clark Boyd has been following the story. Clark, who is this man, and how did it come to be that he's the one who actually broke the story about bin Laden?
So his name is Suhab Attar, and his Twitter bio says that he's an IT consultant taking a break from the rat race by hiding in the mountains with his laptop.
Hiding in his mountains in a key place.
Exactly. He ended up in Abbottabad because he felt it was a nice place. He wanted to get out of Lahore because he thought Lahore was too dangerous. From his tweets, it's clear that he had no idea that Osama bin Laden was also living in the area.
He also had no idea, really, of what was going on when he first started tweeting.
No, I mean, this is a guy who, if you read his Twitter timeline, he was just tweeting about IT stuff, information technology stuff. And then last night, suddenly, helicopter hovering above Abbottabad at 1 a.m., in parentheses, is a rare event, which was followed by, go away, helicopter, before I take out my giant swatter, and then a huge window-shaking bang here in Abbottabad. I hope it's not the start of something nasty.
And how long did that go on?
Well, the tweets kept coming and coming because what he was hearing was the helicopters overhead that were part of the raid
right.
on Osama bin Laden's compound.
That put the lines down that the SEALs descended.
Exactly.
And so then how did it end up? How did he finish his tweets?
Well, people caught on quite quickly that this guy was in Abbottabad and was live tweeting what was going on. And so by the end of last night, he had been so inundated with followers and messages from mainstream media wanting interviews that it led to him saying, look, I am just a tweeter awake at the time of the crash. Not many Twitter users in Abbottabad. These guys are more into Facebook. So he has a pretty good sense of humor about his newly found online fame.
And he's got an awful lot of fans now.
He does. He has it suddenly jumped to over 25,000 followers. He's having a hard time keeping up with it. And he's left and right. He's turning down requests for interviews. He says, you know, I really have to get on with my life. One of the funniest things he tweeted last night was, oh, man, there goes the neighborhood. Now that everybody knows about Abbottabad.
The world's Clark Boyd speaking to us about the Pakistani man who unwittingly...
Oh, wait a minute, Lisa.
Yeah.
He has a thing about unwittingly. He has been following the news reports about him being this guy who was in the place at the time, and he says, I apologize for reporting the operation unwittingly. Had I known about it, I would have tweeted about it wittingly, I swear.
Clark Boyd, witty and wittingly reporting for us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lisa.
You can check out Suhab Attar's tweets at theworld.org.